Okay. I think they're asking me to give chizuk. I think the oil here is giving me chizuk. Baruch Hashem, because it's the initiative of the Talmidim to mechazik leima Torah is very, very special. The Gemara Brachos that Rekon always likes to quote, the Arba Tzrichim Chizuk. One of them is this Divrei Torah. Rashi points out, you need chizuk tamid. Arba Tzrichim Chizuk doesn't mean sometime, you need constant chizuk. Ali B'Omerli, that part of what Chazal are telling us, the Arba Tzrichim Chizuk, tamid, is that the reason why you need tamid is not just because it's hard, but because it's not always the same. That the situations are different, people are different, context different. What in this certain concentration, this kind of chizuk, in other concentration, another kind of chizuk. You always need chizuk because every matzav is not just not always repeating the same point. It's every context everyone's in, every situation people are in, they need chizuk, and the chizuk has to be tailored to that. So you always have to be looking for ways to be mischazik. Yishkarech for the olam being chizuk to me. We talk for a few minutes in the context of this initiative of the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel. It's interesting. The Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and he goes through some of the basic details, like most mitzvahs, some of the basic details of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kol Yitzchus V'Lachayah B'Talmud Torah. What do you have to learn? So the basic halachos of Talmud Torah. Then in Perek Beis, he talks about halachos of the Malam Tinochus. And then Perek Gimel introduces something else. Shalosh Uksarim Nichtu Yisrael. Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Kuna Zocha Bo Aaron. Keser Malchus Bo David. Keser Torah Munach Lo'oymin Muchel Nechol. Shnamar Torah Tzilana Moshe Marsha Gilad Yaakov. Kol Mishir Tzilam Ovid. Talks about the concept of Keser Torah and Binotel Keser Torah. Now, this is not presented, at least directly, as part of the presentation of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it is, because later in the Perek, he describes Mishina so liba perekan l'lachavav, Mishina so liba l'kayim mitzvah zu karoyla v'lios muchter b'kisra shal Torah. I assume mitzvah means the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's talking about Talmud Torah before that. So the mitzvah Torah karoylo is a limud that is muhtar b'keser Torah, even though it's not a chiyuv, and it isn't even described together with Perek Aleph. So it's interesting. If this is the mitzvah b'shleimus of Talmud Torah, so it's expected to say, okay, this is how you have to, this is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you want to, kind of mitzvah b'shleimus, so there are going to be more instructions of how to properly, you want to do a hadron in mitzvah Talmud Torah. I'm going to describe. We'll mention some of it. The Rambam goes on to describe how you achieve the Kisra Torah. But the Rambam doesn't, he separates it. He disconnects it from the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's somehow something unique, and he introduced the whole Perek. You have to get to Halach Vav to mention Agav Orcho, this is the Chiluk of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He introduces it as something else. It's something called Kisra Torah. There's some other diukim here. The Rambam says, the Halach I just read, starts by saying, Mishin is so libo lakayim mitzazu karoy lavlius muhtar bekisra shal Torah. It's an interesting introduction. Mishin is so libo lakayim mitzazu karoy lavlius. Very dramatic. Why don't you say, this is the mitzvah, b'shleimus. Or, if you want to be lakayim mitzvah, Mishin is so libo lakayim mitzvah. What difference does it make? Why do you have to see this live? It sounds like the lashon, so libo, sounds like it's borrowed from the Mishkan. Right? Kosher is only bo, the karva l'malacha, right? It's al hanesias leiv, a certain special spirit that was necessary, it seems, or was required for the bin mishkan. And the Rambam starts by saying, "Mishin is so libo l'kayim mitzvah karoyla." The Rambam is not writing the Rambam is not trying to be dramatic. There's no need for it. The mashmash in this Rambam, I think, that's important. That to get to Kisra Shel Torah, the soul libo was relevant. The soul libo was significant. Perhaps what the Rambam is saying is that there isn't, this is fundamentally different than a regular mitzvah. A regular mitzvah has instructions. There are instructions. You want to do the mitzvah this way, do it. I'll do a mahadrin, do this way. Mahadrin, do this way. So the Rambam didn't want to just say, this mitzvah Talmud Torah chayev al nom b'yom b'leil. You want to be mitzvah Talmud Torah mahadrin. So the Rambam goes on to talk about how you have to be totally focused in leaving a Torah and not v'chule v'chule. That's not it. The what the Rambam is describing here is not just a mitzvah, a mahajan tamata. He's describing something fundamentally different. He's describing how the parak starts. He's describing kisra shel Torah. Kisra shel Torah is l'chora transformative. It's called a keser because the keser you put on your head and it sort of defines who you are. Keser kahuna. It's not just something Kohen did. So Kohen was. The Kohanim were a Keser Kuna Be'etzim. The Melech, that was who he was. He was a Melech. Melech that took over his whole identity. You wanted the Keser Torah means someone whose identity is Torah the same way the Melech's identity is Malchus and is a Melech, and the Kohen's identity is Kuna, reflects self Kuna. So the someone who has Keser Torah, that's his identity. He wears the crown of Torah because that's who he is. That's Al Rosho, that defines him. For that, it's not enough to just do certain things. It's not enough to learn basmala. It's not that. It's you need a certain nesiyas leiv. You need mishnah so libo l'kayim tzu karayla. If you don't have nesiyas leiv, you're not going to get there. Either maybe it's not expected of you, but he's not expected of a person, or it could be you don't even get there. To get the Kisra Torah, that's the end of the CSL. That's the someone who is has a certain ratzon, a certain spirit that can be described in CSL, a certain inspiration that inspiration of Kedusha. CSL like a Hakamas HaMishkan. Inspiration of Kedusha to be connected to Kedusha, and in this case, inspiration to have a ratzon, to grow and to become someone who can be Zochel Kisra Shel Torah. Mishna Sol Libo Lekayim Mitzazuk Haroi. So then, okay, now the instructions. If you're after describing such thing called Keser Torah, there's such thing called Keser Torah. There's such a mitzvah. In order to get there, you have to be a certain kind of person. So if you happen so libo to get there, okay. So then Ram says, how do you do it? So Ram says, lo yasiyach ato dvarim achirim, lo yisal libo shikna term oshem chavuk echad. Shouldn't be distracted. I should know. It's I think it's clear in this Rambam. It's clear in this Rambam when he says that when he talks about the Rambam is talking about someone who has other things to do. Rambam isn't only talking about people who have nothing else to do. Because Rambam goes on to say, in the context of this Kisra Shel Torah, rather a same. Someone is working, but the idea is what his life is about is lima Torah. Maybe there are things to do, and he has to do them. And the Rambam later in the same paragraph, the Rambam talks. The Rambam has his whole sheet about not taking money for lima Torah. So he's talking about someone who's working. The Rambam talks about the Baal Bas works 3 hours a day and learns the rest of the time. That's the Baal Malacha that Rambam describes. But that's all included in siach tzar zara machirim. The Rosh writes in Shuvas Rosh that when the Marba Bashi talks that people have Tarasum Nasim Potter from paying certain taxes, the Rosh writes Tarasum Nasim doesn't mean necessarily someone who doesn't work. It means someone who always learns when he has every moment he learns, because that's his umnus. That's what he is. That's his job. Everything else, just like you have a job. So you have to stop to eat. You have to stop to use the facilities. You have to. That's temporary. His umnus is Lima Torah. Umnus Lima Torah doesn't have to be the majority of the day. But you can be Torah Sum Nasa. So the Rambam is talking about even people who are potentially doing other things. But he's talking about someone who's lo mesiyat ayat varam achayim, lo yasam alibo, shikna term osha v'kavok echad. He's not focused on anything else. He's not mesiyat das on anything else. He's always focused on learning. That's what his focus is totally about. he's not, he doesn't have other goals. His goals, Amtar, everything else he has to do. Fashesach has to do it well, he has to do it properly. But that's not his goals. But what the Rambam is saying is, I think the Rambam is emphasizing that there's a, they need to have a concept of a certain attitude. This isn't just, the Bizocha Kesha Shel Torah isn't just about doing and following a certain schedule. It's about an attitude. It's about an Asiyah slave. It's about a certain Ratzon de Kedusha to be elevated. And in principle, it could apply to anybody in any position in life. But obviously, it's much easier when you're in a situation where you don't have so many distractions. You know, it's very hard for most people. You know, the Chaim Volozhin talks about people, haneg bohem in their heretz. They should always be thinking, learning while you're working. So that's taka very hard, especially depends on what kind of work you do. But certainly people who are now in a position where now it's time where hopefully there isn't that much else to do. After a year of where people are in college, and they have an opportunity to refocus, so then if they have then to see a slave, and the fact that it's not mechuyav, the fact that to come here and to be here in this situation, Sishon Ba'olam who are being schazik amongst others, seem to have them to see a slave, that's an opportunity. You see the idea also about how it's very much a necessary condition for Kisra Shel Torah is the attitude, is the focus, not just what you end up doing, because Ram says like this, Shema Toimer, Acha Kabitz, Mamon, Va'achzer Ekber. Some might think, you know what, I'll get there someday. Right now, I'll collect money, I'll be able to retire, and then I'll sit and learn, and I'll become, and focus on learning. Oh. So Acha Ekne Mashin Tzorech, V'efne Me'asok, V'achzer Ekber. So the Rambam says that's not going to work. But the Rambam says, listen to what the Rambam says. Im talet machshava zu al libcha in ata zocha lekis shal teru l'ol. El asit was l'keva ma'at charei, v'al torum rekish efne esh neshem lo sipon. But in talet, what does it mean? Im talet machshava zu al libcha. You should say, if you do this, you're not going to zocha lekis shal teru, you're not, it's not going to work. He says, if you plan on doing it, it's not going to work. Meaning, so almost, the Rambam seems saying, it doesn't matter, I mean, I assume he says l'olam, it doesn't mean you can't change your plan. But kol's man, that's your attitude. Holzman, that's your attitude. Which I presume is even, Ken Zayin Rami, even the guy succeeds in doing that. If that was his attitude the whole time, he's not going to be Zohar Kesher Torah, because his perspective is, Torah is very important, so, but I have to make a burnout. I'll make a burnout, so I'll try to make it spend the rest of time learning. But that means for now, I'm putting it to the side. That kind of attitude doesn't get you to Kesher Torah. The guy might have learned, may end up learning a lot. It may end up being, you have a live Jesus Torah become a Talmud Chacham, but the Kisra Shel Torah is not going to have. Because the Kis Ein Ata Zorcha Kisra Shel Olam, and even if he ends up not doing that, sounds in the Rambam, for some reason it doesn't work out. He ends up not being able to do that. He ends up, but if his Ratzon would be Halavai, this is what I would like to do, so that's also not going to be, that's Talmud Machshav Zol Libcha, because that's not an attitude against Kisra Shel Torah. No Esir doing that, it's not Pitul Torah. The Rambam again, Paragim was not talking about the absolute chiyuv. The Rambam is not talking about someone doesn't do this. But if someone wants to be zeicha to kisra shel Torah, which Rambam describes in such glowing terms, matash a kesser Torah godol mikesser kunim kesser malchus. So then, it's about the focus. It's about not being misiyach la'ez Torah machayim again, which doesn't mean literally not doing anything else, but it means asay Torascha kai machtarai. Rabbi Yon Avo says that Torascha machtarai isn't only about time. It's about, again, it's about attitudes, it's about your focus, it's about what you think is an ikar and tafa. And the Ram says that lo yasir taitin dvar machayim. Don't focus on other things, not to have a goal, sheyikna Torah ma'osha v'kavu ke'echot, kach yidak shal Torah, pasanach tocha l'aras tisha, l'alchai yatar tzechi, v'torah ti'amah. The Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam also doesn't mean that a person has to sleep on the floor. He means that the Rambam says that in the context of the statement of Al Yalda, Yosem Alibo Shikin Torah Moshe Kav Gecha. If he has a nice bed, he can sleep on a nice bed. But in terms of what his priorities are, his goals are, if a person's goal is to have Ashiras and Torah, so again, he might learn a lot, might become a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to be there for the Kirshen Shel Torah. And if need be, pass me also my Surutishta, because that's not a goal. You get by with yes. If he has more, but he has more, okay. But that's not his goal. That's not his goal. That's not pasim of tochel is a description of the fact that the person's goal is not the yeshivas. So it's an opportunity. It's a mechayev for us. A mechayev, or at least a mechayev for those who are in the soul libo. But an opportunity for those who are in the soul libo to in the fact you need the soul libo tells you that we're dealing with something special. We're dealing with something that doesn't happen on its own. It happens because it's a transformative. Torah has a koach to transform the person to get to become someone with a keser, same way a melech and a kohen, but it requires what the Olam seems to have be expressing here, and a certain nesias lev and a certain focus, which requires constant chizuk. I have one interesting nekuda. The Rambam says the way this parak works is first he talks about Kisa Shotera, then he talks about the Milus of Tamatera. Tamacha. Tamicha. Chomim kodem mekon gal amaretz. Then in chomitza b'chol mitzvos kulam shishkula k'neged Tamatera el Tamatera k'neged kol mitzvos kulam. And then he says kamev le'imais. And then he says if you have two mitzvos to do, so Torah wins unless you have shadechid. If shadechid, then you stop. In lo yas the mitzvah yachzor l'torasa, which Ram says a similar lashon elsewhere. Yachzor l'torasa, and then go back to learn. Then tchilas dinah shal adam yidun el einu yidun el talmud achas shal ma'isa. The ikur din is about limud Torah. Then Ram says like this: lefichach amru cham l'olam yasa adam Torah filo shal l'shma shem toch shal l'shma bal l'shma. Therefore, person should always ask the Torah feel shalom l'shma, because Torah is so chashuv, Torah is so great that it's even shalom l'shma shem toch shalom l'shma bal l'shma. Rav Shachna the Ezri says, I don't understand what's the l'ficha. He thinks going on all these halachas, but either way, first of all, this din is not true by Torah; it's true by mitzvahs. You have to ask mitzvah l'shma. More than that, what are Chazal telling us? L'ficha should ask by Torah shalom l'shma shem toch shalom l'shma bal l'shma. If a person has a luluf, as dalamin, matzukas, and he can't get himself to do a lishma, so the hafni doesn't do it. Of course he does it. The only thing, he's not up doing a lishma. He does the shalom lishma. He does it because he's embarrassed not to. He does it because he wants to show off his luluf and esrog, whatever it is that he paid $1 million for. But kitzur, he's doing a shalom lishma. Okay, so of course he has to do it. He's a chiyuv to do it. Because it's a chiyuv, you're mekayim the mitzvah doing shalom l'shma, and you're mechayiv. So why isn't oylam yasov v'tar shalom l'shma shem tirk shalom l'shma bo l'shma? You have to learn Torah. Well, what's this about? So Shach writes, he thinks that this is in the context of the previous halacha, was where the Rambam is talking about the milos of Talmud Torah, and he's saying that, and maybe I'll add, this in Tantas Paragimel, where he's not talking about absolute chiyuv. He's talking about someone who's going, he's going beyond the chiyuv. Alpha technical and chiyuv, a person, doesn't have to reach his madrega of the Rambam is talking about, he doesn't have to reach his madrega. He's not over a bit of Torah, it sounds like, from the Rambam. But Torah is so phenomenal, Torah is so great. So, Torah is so great that even if a person is, and I don't think the steer was said before, if a person has a real rutzon to do it, even if the rutzon is not part of lishma, not part of lishma, but he wants to do it. Why is he going to do it? Maybe he's a shalom lishma. He thinks, he understands, it's great. He wants a tzchalom haba. He thinks it's mechubad. Okay, but he hasn't sold. He has a desire to do it. Even that says loy masuk Torah is so gavaldik that even shalom lishma, the chashivas of Torah, the importance of Torah, how great Torah is, and therefore the push to acquire and to be zochah lekesser Torah is so valuable, so important, that a person even holding a shalom lishma should do it. Even holding a shalom lishma, tov shalom lishma bal lishma. The koach of Torah will eventually transform to lishma. But the person can't say, listen, the Torah is so special, Torah is connected to kol mitzvah, that's why I learned lishma. Calls a lo matorah shalom zochah tzorim harbi. So that's what the Ram, that's why this, that's what Chazal tells us, the Ram is quoting it over here. That because Torah is so special, even beyond the technical dinim of what you have a chiyuv. The only master of Torah shel lishma, because the koach of Torah, Torah is so valuable. Even the Torah shel lishma is so valuable because it helps, and the koach of Torah is so powerful. That's mitoch shel lishma lishma. But that even, and again, and even if people are, you know, even we're holding on shel lishma, okay, so on shel lishma. But to be osik in to attempt to be zochar against the Torah, even on shel lishma, it's also mitoch shel lishma lishma. It's also la'olam yasur. It's also a person should that's fine. That a person should try to do as well. Finally, that's the last point just to bring out. So, if you're familiar with the Or Sameach, this Or Sameach is, I think, both, it's very important, and it's important both as a chizuk and also a mechayev. He's not talking simply about Kesher Shoter, he's talking about the mitzvah Talmud Torah in general. The Or Sameach has a very interesting yisod. He says that, you know, the Gemara says in Yuma, Sochsi Chaschum Oyer Bese. The person came back, so he thinks, he so does his follows. That, and he says this is true by Talmud Torah, it's true by Midos also. He says there are certain mitzvos mugdaros, Gendalaminim, Sukkah, Shulchakan, whatever the mitzvah is. Under situations the mitzvah applies, and everyone of the mitzvah is the same. Everyone the same mitzvah sukkah, everyone the same mitzvah matzah, everyone the same mitzvah rabban, the megillah, it's all the same for everybody. There are certain mitzvahs where the Torah intentionally didn't give specifics because the Torah doesn't expect the same thing from everybody. He says it's true with mitos. The Torah is very vague about mitos, gaiva, or you know, gaiva anava, the Nekama. So they're specific. There are things that are Yisurim. There are some specific Yisurim. But more than that, the Torah is intentionally vague. Why? Because the Torah doesn't expect that same Anivas from everybody. The Torah, there's Anava is a Midah Tova. Everyone is supposed to try to be as Anav as they can be. But people have different characteristics, different personalities. For some people it's harder, some people it's easier. And the Kosh Baruch Hu expects different things to different people. And he says the same thing is true with Liman HaTayra. He says, besides the fact that some people have more time and less time because of situations, but even their natures, he says, if he has a long job, Nebuch has to work crazy hours. So, okay. So that's what he has to do. So he's not going to learn that much. He's not doing the best he can. Someone is physically weak. Some people have a harder time sitting and learning. Some people have a harder time sitting by smada. Some people they're naturally more drawn to learning than other people. And that's all a metzias of the people, of every individual. And Kosh Baruch doesn't expect the same thing from everyone. Doesn't expect the same from everyone. Kosh wants each one to kafi yecholto, kafi who he is, to maximize his limit. And then on one end, that's a chizuk, you know, because, everyone knows themselves. You can't compare. No one compares themselves to anyone else. Everyone knows themselves. Everyone knows that they have weaknesses. They have strengths. And if they're struggling with some point, their hasmada is not where they think it should be. So, and other people's are bigger masculine. That may not be. You may be doing a better job than he is in terms of maximizing their potential. There's no. It's not a tie on you necessarily. People have their weaknesses. People have an easier time than other people. Me though, you can't. If to the extent the person has this tekochos, then the person has to maximize them. They can't measure themselves based on no one else doing it, so other people aren't doing it, so why should I be any better? Because the person has to max their kochim. So Talmud Torah is both. This is very individualized. Everyone has to look at themselves and be mechaz themselves, and not be upset, you know, if they can't measure up to anyone else, but also to use their own kochos to the extent that they think they have the capacity to do it.